North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Ward County Building Permits. ND Real Estate Pros Stay Informed. Ward County provides building permit information through its official county website. Real estate professionals in ND need current permit data to advise clients on construction timelines, property improvements, and local regulatory requirements in Ward County. Bookmark the Ward County Building Permits page for quick reference on permit requirements and processes. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. North Dakota Property Record Search, new tool for deeds, liens, and owner data. PropertyChecker.com now offers a North Dakota portal to search property records, owner information, permits, purchase history, deeds, taxes, loans, and liens. ND real estate professionals can streamline due diligence and search with centralized access to property records and ownership data. Bookmark northdakota.propertychecker.com/ for your next transaction or listing research. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. ND Real Estate Commissions in 2024. What brokers and agents should know. Redfin published a guide covering everything you need to know about North Dakota Real Estate Commissions in 2024, including typical costs and factors that affect commission rates. Understanding current commission structures helps ND real estate professionals stay competitive and transparent with clients in a shifting market. Review the full breakdown at www.redfin.com/blog/North Dakota Real Estate-Commission/. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. Stark County launches online property records and search portal. Stark County, North Dakota has launched a website section for property records and searches. Real estate professionals in ND can now access Stark County property records digitally, streamlining due diligence and transaction research. Access Stark County property records at .wnd.gov/SEC=991AD6A2-505A2-985724FB9. North Dakota Real Estate Headlines. ND Tax Commissioner coordinates training resources for local property assessors. The Office of State Tax Commissioner partners with assessing organizations to provide training and resources for local assessors who determine property values for taxation. Real estate professionals in ND rely on accurate property assessments to inform valuations, transactions, and client guidance. Review assessor resources at https://www.tax.gov/localgovernment/resources/assessors to understand how local valuations are developed. North Dakota Real Estate Updates. ND Association of Realtors publishes commission guidance for consumers. The North Dakota Association of Realtors has released real estate commission information on its website, Fight for Consumers. ND real estate professionals should be aware of this consumer-facing resource to ensure alignment in client conversations and transparency in commission discussions. Review the commission info at the source URL to stay informed on what consumers are seeing. Background and context: how redemption rights vary by state and why buyers should care. Some ND jurisdictions give the foreclosed owner a statutory right to redeem the property within a window after the sale, often 6 to 12 months. Buyers at foreclosure auctions in those jurisdictions take title subject to redemption, meaning the prior owner can reclaim the property by paying the auction price plus interest. Title insurance does not cover this exposure. A redeemed property is returned to the prior owner, not refunded with the original purchase price plus appreciation. Auction buyers in redemption right states need to hold capital reserves for the entire window. Before bidding at a foreclosure auction, check your state's redemption period. Background and context: why most small business owners overbuy commercial space? The buy versus lease decision for owner occupants leans on three factors. Most spreadsheets undercount: 1. Tenant improvement amortization that leaseholders expense and owners capitalize; 2. Opportunity cost of the down payment; 3. The fact that most growing businesses outgrow space in 5 to 7 years and end up subleasing the wrong building. The ownership creates equity. Intuition is real but smaller than the operational flexibility cost for businesses still finding their footprint. A 5-year lease is often cheaper than a 10-year mortgage on the wrong square footage. Run the buy versus lease analysis with a 7-year horizon and include relocation costs in both columns. Background and context: three deadlines that kill 1031 exchanges. A 1031 like-kind exchange has three hard clocks: the 45-day identification window, the 180-day close window, and the same taxpayer rule. the entity selling and buying must match. Missing any one of these collapses the deferral, exposing the full gain to tax. The most missed is the same taxpayer rule when LLCs change membership mid-exchange. The tax exposure on a busted exchange is the full long-term capital gain plus depreciation recapture, often 25 to 30% of the basis difference. Process discipline is the only protection. Engage the qualified intermediary before the relinquishment closes, not after.